Employee ownership has been around for decades as an idea. It's very popular overseas, particularly in the US, Britain and Europe, where the benefits of having workers owning a stake in the company are well recognised. Research points to employee ownership leading to significant productivity gains. But here in Australia, there's not so much of a culture of employee share ownership. In Australia this week is Sir Stuart Hampson, a leading British retailer and a champion of employee share ownership. He spent 14 years heading up the employee-owned firm which operates the John Lewis department stores in the UK. The 81,000 staff of John Lewis are partners in the business, with more than half of the profits shared equally by the employees. Sir Stuart spoke yesterday at the Employee Ownership Australia conference in Melbourne, and he joins you now. Stuart Hampson, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, fam. Very pleased to talk to you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the John Lewis experience? How did this employee ownership culture begin there, and how does it work?
Well, it started 83 years ago when the founder of the business transferred his ownership to the a trust which held the business on behalf of all the people working there. So it means we have no outside shareholders, and all of the ownership is for the benefit of the staff. So as you said, when we make profits, it's divided as the same percentage going to everybody working in the business, from the chairman down to a part-timer working in one of our supermarkets at the weekend.
And so how does it work for the staff? Have you got any sense of whether there's an average sort of bonus dividend that comes from this?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's whatever is left from the profits and after reinvesting in the business, it's simply divided by the pay sheet. And this year, everybody got 14% of their earnings. It's been as high as 24%. It's been in the lowest year recently, it's been 8%. So that's really a really big chunk of money that everybody gets just on top of their normal wages for working in the business.
And the wages are normal. It's not like they're operating on unusually low wages or anything. This is their normal wages and they get this bonus.
Exactly so. And what you get, of course, is a very high degree of commitment to the business, which customers experience in the service levels that they get, and which the business gets because of efficiency and productivity. And that's the key thing about employee ownership. It means absolutely everybody working in the business has an interest in making it more efficient, keeping up to date, making sure it's beating the competition.
And is that measurable? I mean, you've been around this a long time. How would you describe the changes within an employee and the attitude to the company when you give them a share in the business?
It's massive, the real interest in what is happening and being prepared to take tough decisions. I mean, one of our department stores, which was particularly busy at lunchtime, people gave up their lunch break and had late morning break and an early afternoon break so that everybody was on the shop floor during the busiest time of the year, busiest time of the day. It's that kind of, I'm doing something which I'd really rather not do, but the business benefits from it. You get that kind of commitment.
In Britain, the Cameron government sees increasing the number of employee-owned firms as a good thing. There is even talk of legislating so that employees have a right to choose the option of ownership. How would that work?
I'm not sure about employees having the right to choose it. It's got to be the owner of the business, whether it's a family firm looking for a form of succession, or it's the founder of a new business, or indeed it can be in a conventionally shareholder-owned business that decides to allocate a portion of shares to its staff. And that wouldn't be a loss to the shareholders, that would be a win because it would be a better business, it would produce more profits.
The Cameron government, though, is talking about implementing what they call a John Lewis economy, aren't they, with employee ownership introduced into every company, devolving public services to employee mutuals and the creation of the PM's favourite project, the Big Society
program. Right. It's a recognition that it is a different way of organising a business which can be applied in many areas, and you're right, particularly in the public sector. And the current government it's because it's noticed that John Lewis it's 83 years old in this form, but it's actually beating the competition. It's regularly voted as Britain's favourite retailer. It's in the current downturn in retailing, it's gaining market share. And government is therefore saying, well, why don't we do this in the public sector, transferring elements of the health service or maybe the postal services, where there's a big involvement of the people working there. If we can get a greater commitment, we'll get greater efficiency, and that'll benefit the public purse as well.
Harder to work in the public sector, though, isn't it? Because the public purse is just that, the public purse. There'd be a bit of reaction if it was somehow some profits made were shared out amongst the employees, wouldn't they?
But it's a greater efficiency. What you would get is greater efficiency, so actually the cost to the public purse would be lower. And one's already seeing in the public sector, in the health service, groups of service providers who are breaking away and saying, instead of being part of the health service, we'll set up our own business, we'll contract with the health service, and that is actually saving money.
And Stuart, just briefly, does this kind of employee share ownership scheme keep a lid on executive pay, you know, executives being paid huge bonuses, termination clauses? Employee ownership schemes tend to see that happening less?
Well, there's a much greater evenness of pay. What it isn't is everybody being paid the same, because there's recognition people have different talents and make a different contribution. So pay levels within the John Lewis Partnership, for example, match outside pay levels, but not the excessive pay, which one sees so much criticism of. Pay levels are reasonable at the top, but they're not outrageous. And that sense of fairness, again, leads to a greater sense of working together within the business.
And just before we go, there is a figure, isn't there, in terms of the productivity advantages on this?
Sorry, say again?
A productivity advantages. There is a real statistic that don't... That
well, I think lots of businesses. I saw at the conference yesterday, we heard about a family-owned business that was transitioning towards being employee-owned as a way of succession, and immediately, they in the first year, they were gaining 17% increase in productivity.
Stuart Hampson, thank you very much for joining us.
Very pleased to talk to you, Fran.
Sir Stuart Hampson, a leading British retailer and a champion, as you heard, of the employee ownership concept here in Australia for the Employee Ownership Australia Conference in Melbourne.